Cocoa Board will soon introduce an initiative to supply free fertilizer to cocoa farmers. The initiative will also help farmers in the application and utilization of the fertilizers. The Chief Executive Officer of Cocoa Board, Dr. Stephen Opuni, said this when he addressed a meeting of the 2014 Cocoa Board syndication loan presentation in London. Dr. Opuni explained that Cocoa Board is initiating the free fertilizer projects because a substantial number of cocoa farmers in Ghana are unable to afford and properly utilize fertilizer. Cocoa Board would use the services of cocoa extension officers to educate the farmers on its proper application to ensure maximum yield. We bring you a news desk story.
The annual Cocoa Board Finance Facility Syndication Meeting was held in central London last month. The meeting was organized by bankers as part of the process before the signing ceremony, which takes place in September. The event entails a presentation to the prospective bankers, an overview of the Ghanaian macroeconomic situation, as well as provide a forum for Cocoa Board to pitch to prospective bankers a detailed business plan for the $1.6 billion trade finance facility they intend to raise. Head of Economics at NatExis, Dr. Sylvain Breuer, who presented a paper on Ghana's macroeconomic outlook, said, having joined the group of middle-income sub-Saharan economies in 2011, Ghana has already become the biggest economy among its peers. He, however, added that economic growth since 2011 has been slowing down and the current rate of 6% is below the long-term average for emerging economies. He attributed this widening of budget policy to the twin deficits of a significant rise in subsidies and payrolls in 2012 and interest payments in 2013. Within the larger context of the country's positive economic outlook indicator, the Chief Executive Officer of Cocoa Board, Dr. Stephen Opuni, told the meeting that Ghana is confident of crossing the 2013-2014 projection of 800,000 tons to over 950,000 metric tons of cocoa in the season. He said with good rain and pilot program of fertilizer application by cocoa extension farmers, he is positive of the increase in tonnage from the main and light crop seasons. He said an amount of $200 million raised in March 2012 to support yield improvement programs, quality assurance and warehouse expansion projects is currently being serviced and payment is expected to be completed in June 2015. Ghana's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland, Victor Emmanuel Smith, said he is encouraged by the macroeconomic outlook of Ghana.